Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. The shower goes on. Ghetto people in the world today, get up. Look alive. Breathe. Woo. How it goes.
Head in the hands, a firstborn son dead in the hands. Whole thing was a setup and scan. They knew a setup and plan. Niggas he worked with, Weatherman ran and that's
brother, brother.
But son, I don't see no brother, huh? All I see is thugger, huh? Get rich and fuck the huh? All they want is some good smoke from the huh? Looking for the shorty good show from the huh? That's how they touch the huh? But when I touch the huh, I make it brighter black. Because I'm brighter black. And I'm so black, I'm bright, shine through the blackest night. Shine when I'm live, shine via satellite. You shout in the hood, we get the picture. Cause every time you in the hood, you got photographers with you. What's going on? Understand, this is real life. The shower goes on. The shower goes on. It keeps going on. The shower goes on. Ghetto people look alive, get free. Get involved, remain the breeze. If Marvin was alive now, wow, what would I say to him? Where can I start? How could I explain to him? I know the modern world would probably look strange to him. Would he feel like the day had a place for him? Global imprisonment, sickness, indifference. When he said save the babies, was we listening? When he said mercy, mercy, did he really know? The decades later, we still be killing folk. Or did he hope that we would realize that we the first? The sun, the earth, the moon, the stars, the great beyond. We black and proud, we brave and strong. We raise it up, we quiet storm. Forever fresh and keeping on. Ghetto people look alive and free and get real. The shower goes on. And you shake the shape. The shower goes on. And you shake the shape. The shower goes on. Ghetto people look alive and free to breathe.
Stop, hold the beat, stop the beat, got the beat.
Drinking some green tea as we speak, so I'm glad to hear that you're doing good.
You sound good.
Yeah, same here. How you? Yeah, is it allergies? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging on in here. You know, new year rolled in January. Glad to see another day. You know, a lot of people didn't make it to see 2023, so I'm grateful.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. I'm happy you made it. Happy to be on here with you.
Well, I don't even know where we're going to start. We decided to do a catch-up show. It's so much that's been going on that we need to touch on in this short period of time, 45 minutes or so that we're on air. So I wanted to, the number one top story that everybody's inboxing and talking about is Don Lemon leaving CNN. Like, he was the 17 years?
Oh, yeah.
You think he knew it was coming? Because his thing on Twitter was like, I was blindsided. Like, I had no indication that I was going to get fired.
Okay. Yes and no. I've been following his story. For those who don't know, Don Lemon kind of got himself in some trouble making a statement about older women being past their prime, if everyone recalls that some months back. He actually said this on some panel or something or other, or I don't know. So the first thing we saw is Don Lemon lose his time slot, and he was put on a morning. That was the first red flag.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it, those who don't know, in the broadcast world, when you have your own show mm-hmm. and you are doing the majority of the talking, and other, you are the big dog, you're the star.
Yeah.
He lost that slot and was placed on a morning show. Now, let's be honest. Who's going to watch CNN for a Good Morning America kind of show or a Today type of show? You go to CNN
right.
for your news and keep it pushing. We don't want variety mm-hmm. from you guys. So Don Lemon right. was up there with two other women, and mm-hmm. He became a third mic. So
okay.
when you become a multi-mic, the spotlight isn't on you anymore. The big money isn't
mm-hmm.
yours anymore. So it was that, and behind the scenes, one of the other things that people don't understand is CNN is owned by Turner. Turner is owned by the newly formed Warner Discovery.
Okay.
AT&T bought all of Ted Turner's stuff. Everything that Warner Brothers owned,
mm-hmm.
that's Cartoon Network. That's the,
right.
you know, TBS, TNT, you know, all of those properties, the Bravo channel, not Bravo, Boomerang Cartoon Channel for the older folks who like Yogi
right,
Bear
right.
and that kind of stuff. And
right.
CNN. Anything that Ted Turner had his name in, the Turner Movie Classics, Warner Brothers owned it. And AT&T
okay.
owned Warner Brothers. All right? That also includes HBO.
Mm-hmm.
In HBO Max.
Mm.
Now, the problem was that these properties were bleeding money. And because
mm-hmm.
they were bleeding goddamn money, they had to get rid of, they had to spin it off of AT&T because
mm-hmm.
things were good during the pandemic. When a pandemic died, money started getting crazy when people started going back outside.
Right.
So they
right.
went and merged with the Discovery company. That's the company that bought
okay.
Oprah Winfrey's cable channel, right?
Okay.
So
owned
they
the OWN network.
Yeah, OWN is not owned by Oprah anymore. When Tyler Perry,
I thought the BET did that, bought that from Oprah.
No.
With Tyler Perry.
No, but remember Oprah when the channel was tanking, Oprah was about to try to put it up for sale. Tyler Perry came in and saved that channel. where right, she right, right. literally, he went and put like 6 great shows that turned that channel around. And when the contract mm-hmm. was up, he moved on to BET.
Okay, gotcha.
So Discovery swooped in. She sold off a majority of shares for like almost $500 million or something like that. Mm-hmm. They snatched it up, and now AT&T took both properties, spun them off into their own LLC. So you have Warner Discovery. Mm-hmm. The person that's in charge of the news wing of Warner Discovery mm-hmm. is the kind of person that leans conservative. They looked okay. at CNN, saw CNN is getting less people watching it. Mm-hmm. The idea of having too many black people on it is not a thing anymore. The Black Lives Matter stuff is over. So mm-hmm. the first thing they did was start cleaning up house. Don Lemon did himself no good by criticizing older white women, by telling if you're 40 and up, you're past your prime. Right? I don't like the way they're trying to smear his name.
Right.
I don't like how they're trying to do that. But they're trying to throw smut on his name, but at the same time, he kind of shot himself in the foot. You're an openly gay mm-hmm. man on network television. You got to mm-hmm. play the game. You can't take mm-hmm. shots at white mm-hmm. women. You already knew that. So, yeah, they did that. But see, the other side of it is there was another person who had a position on CNN at nighttime, mm-hmm. Caitlin Collins.
Right. The white girl. She didn't came a long
yeah.
way. She was just
yeah.
like a little reporter and stuff at the White House. She blew up.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So she is being groomed to be a replacement for either Don Lemon. Or I can't remember the young black girl's name that was on at nighttime, who was an attorney, an analyst
yeah.
for CNN,
that,
and they gave her.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah, she was a part of his crew.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a nice slot at nighttime, and pretty much what they did was about 3 days before Don Lemon got shit canned, they moved her from her own time slot, gave it to one of them little white girls, and now she's back on rotation as just popping in to talk about legal stuff. So what's happening to CNN is they're whitewashing everything. They're trying to become more conservative, and they want some of that Fox money. You know, they want some of that, you know, that conservative energy, because that's where the money is at. Her name was Laura Coates.
Right, Laura Coates.
She's a brilliant sister. Absolutely
yeah.
brilliant. Highly intelligent.
Yeah.
Yes. She did. She earned that. It's the 11 o'clock slot. She earned
right.
it. Right? 11 mm-hmm. o'clock slot is one of my favorite time slots to watch.
What's the guy that used to come out to Don Lemon? What's his name? The white guy that got fired. She took his spot.
Oh, you're talking about
his brother was
God damn it, the governor's brother. The
right.
governor's brother? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's they're shuffling people around and it's getting less and less black over there. So, I'm not a big CNN person.
Mm.
I don't watch CNN. If I told you I did, that means I peeked at it because they're covering something that interests me. I don't like how CNN targeted Philly. I don't like how they literally showed up in Philly with cameras to show the most dilapidated area, you know, we call Zombie Land, and put it on national news. When we have so many, we have arts, we have culture, we have all kinds of stuff going here. Y'all came here just to show our opioid and heroin crisis. So I don't like that. So they kind of pissed me off. But only time I really, really check those guys out is if like Wolf Blitzer you know, a reputable guy is on there talking, then I'll pay attention. Then I'll click it off. You know, I'll click it off. But
well,
what's your thoughts on Don
Lemon? I was definitely a night person. I watched The Governor's Son and then him and Don Lemon. Then they had a podcast together. I liked CNN. I liked the way, you know, Don Lemon used to address certain things, you know, now. And he spoke on a lot of things that was going on at the time with Trump and that whole situation where Trump called him out with LeBron James, and they got together and did a show. Then him and the governor's brother had a podcast together, and that was right before they got rid of the governor's son. So then Don Lemon was there by himself. And now Reverend Al Sharpton is wanting to know why. Like, you need to explain why you just got rid of Don Lemon. And they kind of got hush-hush and quiet on that. I haven't seen any other reports in regards to that. So I had kind of backed away from watching the news so much because it was just consuming. Just night after night with all the stuff that was going on with politics, you know, so on and so forth. He really gave a good show. Nobody else was saying the things he was saying when they went and tried to take over on January the Capitol and stuff like that. And after that, you know, he was saying things and was able to say things, say the truth, and really call it what it was back when stuff was going on. Whereas you got, which I don't bang with Fox at all, like at all. And the flip side of that, the first one I heard was about your boy over there at Fox that got it first. And I'm thinking to myself, back to back, I know why he got it. That whole Dominion situation, it took a lot of time. It took some years. But that whole him and the little crew and all of them, Sean Hannity need to be gone too. They was over there running their mouth real bad, talking about, you know, trying to support Trump. And now he's gone, Tucker Carlson. That's the other thing I want to touch on. Like, they came within weeks. And I'm like, are they responding? You know, because I had to go back in my memory. I was thinking, did Don Lemon say something about? No, it was just the opposite, you know, that they was over there lying. In regards to Trump. So I'm like, that can't be the reason why they got rid of Don Lemon because of Tucker Carlson, you know.
No. So, yeah, it's completely two different situations. It just coincidence, as they say. It just happened at the same time. Tucker Carlson, this is a case of rich people only wanting to clean their house when a company comes over.
Okay.
Any other time, it's shit all over the floor, dishes in the sink, toilet all screwed up. This was a case of, we have evidence through discovery of Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity are on a group chat saying how stupid Donald Trump is, how they can't stand his ass, how, you know, this is bullshit, Sean Hannity openly says in a group chat about the Dominion voting machines. Dominion was suing for $2 billion, and literally 24 to 48 hours before trial, Fox said, Rupert Murdoch pretty much crawled out of his crypt and said, hey, you know what? Let's offer these guys some money. Let's wrap this up because we got two more to go. And he knew that once the trial start, you got to remember Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump, the Trump lawyer team, you know, the assholes on Fox were all attacking Dominion, which provided the voting machines, and there's another company which provided the software. And then one of the producers who worked at Fox said, this ain't right. I shouldn't do this. So they literally was treating her like hell. She says, okay, you know, they shit-canned her. And she was like, I'm going to sue you too. Because I spoke up about something that I'm seeing is a lie. You fired me for it. So if it wasn't for, one, this whole thing cost of Rupert Murdoch $750 million, because Tucker Carlson ain't worth that. Maybe he'll get that back in 15, 20 years, but he ain't going to be alive long enough. So that was the first strike. The second strike is Tucker Carlson is in the group chat, he is literally calling this woman a cunt.
What?
And they, yeah, this woman was an executive. She's like a VP. She's up the food chain, right? And he's calling her a cunt. So in a lot of the court documents, it was blacked out. He's on record and saying, I didn't want her to blacked out. I wanted the world to know this is what I called this bitch.
Wow.
Now, listen, Rupert Murdoch can only take this. Even he has his limits.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I've seen a lot of black podcasters and black radio shows jumping in on this. They got to understand something. When you start costing advertising dollars, when you start costing, you know, your political people who rely on you and put money in your pocket, you got to go.
You got to go.
Remember the other old asshole who was calling black people apes and everything? They got rid of him.
Yeah.
You know, he got rid of him. We didn't know he was ever going to be out of here. Look at Lou Dobbs. They got rid of him, too. People who I thought would never, ever leave Fox, they only leave when people threaten the advertising dollars because that's how they survive.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Politics.
So,
news politics on top of that. Well, that's a long time for a person to be on a show. And it was, I thought, when I seen him on the daytime, I'm like, wait, what? And that's what I had cut back on, so I didn't really pay attention to that. You're absolutely right. Well done. I wouldn't be surprised. He's not done. Somebody will pick him up. It'd be interesting to see where he lands.
Well, you know, There's Fox has competition. You got Newsmax. You got the American something or other. You know, these are the other two conservative channels who are caught up in that lawsuit too. They're about to get sued too. So I mean, it's about to get ugly. It's about to really get ugly. It's about to be all kinds of shit. But Tucker Carlson was getting 3 million people a night. He was literally the king of the hill when it came to this political news stuff, right? Mm-hmm. He could pull 3 million people a night. So it's nothing more than for him to just go and start an app where you can, you know, or him to create something and put it behind a paywall, you know, because just look at it this way. If he charged conservatives $5 and he only gets a third of his viewership, that's a million people at $5 a piece.
Right.
He can do that on Patreon. He can go on Patreon and go crazy. You know? And then you got these new conservative versions of YouTube popping up like Rumble. You know, Rumble got every kind of crazy you can think of over there talking all kinds of shit. You know, the Andrew Tates of the world, you know, that kind of stuff, where the incels and the dudes, you know, the conservative black dudes who believe black women shouldn't be as powerful as they are, that kind of shit. So he is probably somewhere on a beach or on somebody's yacht smoking a cigar because he was already making money like crazy. So I ain't worried about his ass, you know. He's going to pop up somewhere.
What about Don Lemon?
Who
do you think he'll be?
Don Lemon is a strange case because he got to be careful because how he is, the rollout of his firing, and if you believe CNN, because remember he went on Twitter and said he just found out through his agent that he was fired. But CNN's PR department, if you go on Twitter, it's CNN's communications. That's the PR department. They came out and said, well, we asked him to come in so he can talk to us, and he didn't. So instead, he jumped on Twitter.
Oh,
I can see MSNBC wanting to hire him.
Yeah.
I can
the
see
competition.
It.
The competition. Yeah.
Yes. And, yeah. But the problem okay. is they're going to want to drag their feet because he's toxic right now. So
yeah.
they'll probably let him cool off until the fourth quarter. You know,
right.
And MSNBC, you know, boy, which is my favorite to watch. Like, it's on right now as I'm talking to you. Which is ran by a black woman by the name of Rashida Jones. But she started to pluck black people off, too. When,
yeah, I
when
heard
Tiffany,
about that.
Yeah, you know, when I start seeing less and less black people pop up, it started to make sense that, okay, the thrill is gone. All the Black Lives Matter magic is rubbed off. They're back to
right.
basics, you know. And gotta understand, Comcast owns MSNBC. Comcast
right.
owns all of NBC Universal. So what they say goes. So if they say brighten up this shit and get all that dark meat off of there, that's
yeah.
what's gonna happen.
Wow, and you know, CNN was the place of, you know, like you said, a bunch of black people over there reporting, even some of the reporters out in the field and stuff. That was the place to go look at black people report the news. You know, like, I ain't see to
yeah.
me. What other? yeah. So,
well,
I don't know.
That's, I'm glad you said that
well,
because this is why it's so important to support black media. Because the
yep.
things that we're seeing happening now in front of our eyes, and you pay attention, you're going to start seeing them shuffling the deck on all these, you know, the big three, Fox, CNN, NBC. You're going
right.
to start seeing less black people.
Yep.
And this is why it's so
yep.
important for us to have our own black media.
Yep, exactly.
This is why you see so many people in the media turn to podcasts.
Mm-hmm,
and you see
mm-hmm.
them turn to live streams and go on to YouTube. Look at Roland Martin. Roland Martin fat ass is over there on YouTube going crazy making money.
yeah. Everything he left, what they call it,
yeah? Let's see.
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't renew his contract at CNN. So what he would do is he would just start showing up on MSNBC. You know,
mm-hmm.
when and he would show up on the black women shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Joy
That's
Reid
a,
at 7 o'clock.
He was on The View, yep.
Yeah, because he's a brilliant political mind, and he could tell you about black politics and shit like that. But he was too black for them. He started to speak a little too black. That's what happened to
mm-hmm.
Tiffany Cross on MSNBC. When she start talking about, it was okay for her to start talking about fibroids and black women, but when she start
mm-hmm.
talking about how is it more black women get fibroids than white women, oh, that's when they started to get on
oh,
her ass.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
All right. And
you
then
know.
We had Tucker Carlson calling her a racist and all this other shit and saying he was so happy
mm-hmm.
that she got fired. You know, so now look
mm-hmm.
at him.
right. Exactly.
But yet we have
right.
to support black media. It's the
that
same thing.
Go ahead. That being said, that segues into supposedly BET is supposed to be being bought back by black folks.
Being bought? Yeah, that's
folks?
The word. Yeah, it's
I a. Said, I said long ago,
yeah.
it has been sold. It should have never been sold, like, really. So we shall see. We will see what these, the black media, it goes back after so long, a good 8 to 10 year span. We out front, and when the smoke clears,
mm-hmm.
you know, George Floyd and all that, it was a thing to have black people out front. Now that we ain't got all that going on, you know, it's time to start cleaning house until something else bad happens. And black people need to be out front because they need black people. We need to go somewhere to get the news, you know. So it's sad that this kind of thing has to happen for us to realize, once again, that we need to be supporting black media. We need our own black social media. Don't get me started. That's a whole other show in itself. We can't seem to support each other whatsoever. You know, that's how we do.
Yeah.
So,
more black social media.
Say that again?
I'm on black social media. We got a whole bunch of them. We got Black Planet, which is owned by a black company. We got Melanated People, and we got We Kinfolk, which is owned by a young black brother who used to work for Google, used to work for Facebook, and said, "Fuck this, let me go do my own." So, and these are We Kinfolk.
We Kinfolk, W-E Kinfolk.
Yeah, like We Kinfolk, yeah.
That's an app?
So, and yeah, it's an app, website. I've been on it for about a year now.
Really?
Because I'm looking for different places to promote and market products
for my clients.
I went back and retook my old Black Planet page because Black Planet is owned by the same people that own TV One, the Kathy Hughes and her family, black woman.
Right.
For those of you here in Philly, Radio One, which is 100.3, 103.9, 107.9, all of them. This is their internet wing, which is falls into their LLC, Interactive One. So they have a radio, internet, and cable. If you don't support these institutions, that's it. You're going to be stuck with what you're stuck with. My issue with Bob Johnson, when he sold BET, I didn't have a problem with him selling BET because he wanted to get into the sports world. And he needed the money to buy it. He needed to become liquid. And he was getting older and, okay, this was too much for me. So, okay, I get it. My problem is he sold it to culture vultures.
Yeah.
People who own CBS, the people who own, you know, the Viacom people. And Viacom at the time owned MTV and VH1. So when they bought BET, gave it 2 years, and you started seeing nothing but the most ratchet shit, the BET Undercut. They got rid of all the good hip-hop. They got rid of all the teen summits. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Where we actually had high quality conversation, intellectualism. Young black people got to talk to older adults and get the knowledge, and we got a chance to see what young black people was going through. Interviewing young black entrepreneurs, all that shit went out the window. Shake your ass and titties. That's what they turned it into.
Wow.
And then at some point, BET turned into MTV. MTV turns into VH1 because MTV stopped showing videos.
They did. They sure did.
They stopped showing videos. Why they stopped showing videos? Guess what?
Everybody wanted to be having movies and shows on there. Nobody wants to listen to no music videos no more.
No, because you got to look at it this way.
I know a lot of that has to do with the fact that most people go to watch their videos on YouTube.
It was that, and it was also that the number one cable company in the world has its own video and music. Comcast got Music Choice, and they have a video thing up and down the dial somewhere. We can sit there and watch videos all day. So they couldn't monetize that anymore because what was happening, VH1 and MTV was like a 1-2 punch. And they were doing the bidding of the record labels. And anybody who understands how the music business works, when the record labels start to lose teeth, the goddamn video channels' jaws broke. Right? That's what happened.
Right.
Because they couldn't they couldn't market things the same way, because when you put, if you were a big time rapper or a big time singer, your record label pick up the phone and call MTV. They call VH1. They call BET. Run my song. Then they call the radio stations. Well, when Big Fish ate Little Fish, and YouTube was booming, and Vevo was booming, when you had all these different video platforms, the MTV and VH1s became less important.
Right.
Became less important. You know, so it was like, okay, so they had to figure out, well, okay, we're here, we're spending more money than we're making. We have to do something. That's why it turned into a reality TV craze on all three channels.
Sure did. Sure did.
That's
yep.
all you said. Goofiest, ratchetest shit.
And they was giving anybody a damn reality show.
Yeah.
Anybody want to get up there and act a damn fool? Wow.
And that's about to stop. Like, you know, and that's about to stop because these behind the paywall apps and streaming platforms, people are going independent. Look at the Zeus Network, the Flex Network. You know, there's a baddie Philly something or other where we got a reality show where the audition, the first day of audition, there was people fighting. And it's recorded and they're using it for marketing on social media. You want to see more? Download the Flex app before the season 1. The season didn't even start yet. I got a friend that went for tryout, and she, you know, got jumped by a guy and two girls. So this is, I mean, listen, if it's salacious, if it's ratchet, if it's goofy as fuck, it's going to do numbers.
Wow.
The more toxic,
the
better the views.
We used to watch the Jeffersons and Good Times and quality shows, even Fresh Prince. Them days are over. As long as you're on the floor, you can watch TV or watch YouTube with some people acting, regardless of the nationality, because I've seen some stupid white shows, too. Like, I'm like, you grown men on TV acting stupid, and they rock and they getting the views. Nothing of quality. It's sad. It's like, wow. It's like, you have some substance or anything like that, ain't nobody going to want to view that. That's the kind of times we live in.
Right. Right.
Wow. So we shall see. I'm going to be paying attention to this. We'll do a follow-up show. By that time, the next follow-up show we do, we'll see what Don Lemon lands and how things go with CNN and all the big three. The other thing I wanted to address, and I know you got some stuff. I'm losing my voice. So I'm going to listen to you. Is this that I came across about Frogs and the Fugees? I was really blown away. I just seen it last night. Somebody sent that to me as well. About Frogs.
Was it?
About Frogs being an informant for the FBI?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, I saw that. And I said, what the hell?
Now, the first thing I say, because Frogs did, now correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if any updated music or anything that Frogs is doing out front, but I said, is this Frogs trying to get back, you know, say something crazy to get back? You got a project he's working on? What's going on? I don't know. Why come out and say that now? You and the Fugees is not even together no more.
No, they're not. They haven't been. I don't even think they even speak to each other anymore. He just was found guilty either yesterday or this morning. He got hit with 10 counts criminal mischief. And overall, he was found guilty to kind of run this kind of scheme to help China influence the U.S. government.
Ooh,
so,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to help China. They did every damn thing but hit this dude with treason.
Okay, I didn't read that part.
Yeah, that's Yeah. He was found guilty in federal court in Washington on Wednesday of 10 criminal counts related to an international conspiracy reaching the highest levels of the U.S. government. So they're going to roof his ass. So he was found guilty, so he got to come back for sentencing. You know, so he's been at it for a while, going all the way back to the Obama days.
Really?
They're tying up to this Malaysian dude named Jolo. to gain access to U.S. officials. So it's just unnecessary, man. Why would you put yourself in it? Because there, you know, there's talk about $100 million exchanging hands. So, yeah, I see where the temptation was. But when you look at the geopolitical environment that we're in, they are pretty much doing everything but telling us to hate fucking China.
Right,
you know, Trump was just played out. He made sure every redneck racist fuck hated Chinese as quickly as much as possible.
We didn't kill them just
for
Asian folks, but he really made it worse. His
follow. He made it worse by creating the tariffs, which made a lot of our products go up. And, you know, right now things are expensive and people are blaming Pops, Uncle Joe in there. What they don't understand is the way the economy works. What happens in the economy today affects us 4 or 5 years down the road. So when Trump tariffs on shit, it stressed and depressed our economy. We're dealing with today.
The first thing he did between that and NATO was get rid of them tariffs.
But that's fine. That's fine for 2026. We got to live through the damage the tariffs cause. And remember, his first year in office, he had to get all the shit off the water because we had boats sitting out on the water with Xboxes, PlayStations, bikes, microwaves. All our electronics was sitting out in the fucking harbor in New York. And in L.A., it was like, 10 miles long worth of shipments. They were there before even Biden got there.
I sent a few trucks up that way to pick up some freight. They were paying top dollar, too. I sent a few trucks up there with blades.
Yeah, they've been sitting out there for years. Think about it. Trump's last year and Biden's first year. That's 2 years.
Yep.
So, and then the stuff that we get from China was tariffed, so it costs more, especially like if we were buying shit for like feed and stuff, the shit we feed the chickens, it costs more.
Right.
It's more expensive for the chickens to eat. So what do you think they did? Charge more for the chicken, charge more for the egg.
Yep.
And then we have COVID.
They're now coming down. They was crazy.
Yeah, just
like
coming back down because...
For a dozen and a half eggs? Are you kidding?
Yeah, it came back down because of inflation. And then the other side of it was too much pandemic money floating in the streets. Everybody was buying everything. When the pandemic money dried up, we had to let supply catch up, right? And the first thing this dickhead in the Fed said, it's still too easy for people to spend, so let me put the interest rates on stuff. Let me boost the interest rate up. This son of a bitch lifted the interest rate twice. So if you're looking to buy a house or get a loan for that car, it's going to cost you more than it did a year or two ago. I don't know how the idea of, hey, let me make it harder for you to spend money, that's going to help inflation. I don't know, man. It's that European bullshit. It's capitalism, I guess.
Yeah. Well, once again, we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. Stuff is starting to go down. Just like you said, pandemic money is drying up. All them all that money they was giving, PPP loans and stuff like that. There's so many people in trouble for that stuff. Just went out and lost their mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, that needs to be a show in itself. You got people going to get. I mean, we always fall for the okie doke. I said to myself, boy, y'all don't do this right, it's gonna be a problem. And all the smoke clears, it's gonna be a problem. And a lot of people was willing to take that chance. It was just a bad time. And they're not letting up on it. They give a fair time for that.
Oh, yeah. They're knocking heads off.
Yep.
They're knocking heads off.
What you got? You got something to do? I know the top five things that I was looking at and everything, I think I pretty much have addressed. Then I'll be keeping my eye on. So when we do a follow-up show, I'll be able to see where we are with that.
We haven't had a chance to talk about old fuckface down there down in Florida. Ron DeSantis. Him and your governor down there in Texas, I want to put both of them on a boat, set it on fire, and hope the crocodiles eat me. I can't stand these two. DeSantis is so bad that even the governor of Texas goes, God damn, he's going too far. How do you beef with Mickey Mouse? How do you go to war with fucking Mickey Mouse? You have to be a low-down piece of crap. So you heard about the don't say woke bill, blah blah blah. You know, can't say gay, and the anti-woke movement. And for those of you listening who don't understand what any of this shit means, there is a war with the Republican Party, aka the conservatives, where they can't beat Democrats on issues, or the independents or the liberals, they have no issues or leg to stand on for the stuff that they want. So they declare war on culture. If you are black, they are attacking black history. They're trying to remove it out of schools, state by state. Okay? If you are Latino, they've been kicking Latinos in the ass openly for years. They want you to go
and
back to where you came from.
And these Latinos are Republican. The ones I know, you can't tell them nothing. They vote, but they are conservative. They vote. And I'm like, these motherfuckers ain't making no kind of laws to help y'all out. Majority of the ones I talk to say, well, you know, those people on the border, they didn't come over here, right? They ain't my people. Huh?
Well, there's a religious component that's tied into there. The Republican Party is the quote-unquote Bible Party. It's the neoconservative, family-oriented, we love Jesus Party. And they're the ones who say that they wave the flag of Catholicism. And a majority of Latinos are Catholic. All right? They get that from, you know, from their Spanish heritage. They're Catholics. Puerto Ricans.
Right.
Fucking wherever, it don't matter. It's that, you know. So they gravitate to the Republican Party and less to liberals. But what they don't understand is the Republican Party will hire them, right? Think about it. When we found out that Trump had beer bugs at his golf resort in 2020. Yeah. When we found out that, I believe we talked about it on this show. Back in 2020, when we found out that he had bed bugs and shit, it was a Latino woman who was in charge of cleaning the rooms and cleaning the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Down at Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then we found out that Trump had people who were without papers, and him and his son tried to clean it up. Oh, we didn't know.
We didn't
verify.
Right. Yeah.
So, it's the Republican Party are full of shit. They say they hate Latinos. They say that they shouldn't be here, but they hired them first because what they would have to pay you and me at $20 an hour, they can get it done at $7. So
right. They're
full
bad.
Of what they're afraid of. The only honest thing that they can say is that if these people become legal, they know it's going to be by way of a Democrat. And if you are a Democrat and you can make all these people legal, who do you think they're going to vote for?
Right.
They're going to vote Democrat.
That's right.
They're going to vote for the person
that... They definitely don't want that. They're doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, they don't want it. Yeah,
nope.
They don't want it. And the Democratic Party suck at messaging. They're a bunch of punks. Joe Biden is an old punk. And he needs to toughen up. He needs to come out there and talk about the stuff that he did do right instead of just ubba-da-ubba-da-ubba-da saying that same old thing. They need to stop letting him read off a teleprompter. Let that old fuck go out there and just talk his talk.
Right. Exactly. I agree.
Because a lot of people don't understand half of the stuff that he did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Especially like here in Philly. Like, I can point to the money where it came from. I can point to the money. The water department went to City Hall. If you're in Philly, you listen to this, pay attention. Water department, gas company, went to City Hall, asked and said, hey, we want the approval to raise rates. Right? City Hall said, why do you need to raise rates? Well, water department said, well, we need to work on our piping and blah, blah, blah. He said, okay, well, sorry, because Joe Biden just gave us $150 million. How much is it going to cost? Well, it's going to cost $100 million. Okay, we got you. And guess what? Joe Biden made it to where you, as the water department or utilities in the public of Pennsylvania, can also go and apply for a loan. For another $200 million. So not only can you improve the piping that you're saying is broke, you can fix the piping to where it's going to be better for the next 30, 40 years.
I did not know that. Yeah.
Money went to Texas. Money went to, they sent no less. Pennsylvania got $5 billion from Biden last year.
Wow.
Philly got one of that. And this mayor ain't do shit with it. And some of that money was earmarked for black folks and black businesses. Guess what? We can't find it because he ain't tell us about it. I only know because I'm a geek and I'm a political nut. I only know because I listen to black radio. If I didn't sit there and pay attention to black education and black talk radio, I wouldn't know.
Wow.
So it's like...
So Biden not standing out there talking about how much money he sent over here and how he's trying to help XYZ when he's talking. Because somebody writing his notes.
No.
He's getting off a teleprompter. Wow. Well...
If somebody called you lazy, right? If you had a coworker that called you lazy and you know you just bust your ass for 16 hours, ain't you going to speak up for yourself and tell them anything you did?
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't either. Because
here's the truth of the matter, because politics is like wrestling. It looks good on TV, but behind the scenes, they smoke your cigars, high-fiving, and they're sharing the same prostitutes.
Right.
So Republicans destroyed. Republicans call themselves conservatives or conservatives. They spend like drunken sailors for people who conserve. Conserve means to collect, hold on, withhold, and they spend. Democrats come in and fix the economy. When Reagan and Pop Bush fucked the money up, Clinton came and fixed it and gave us a surplus. Bush Jr. came in, fucked the money up. Obama came in and fixed it.
Yep.
Then it's Trump's turn. He fucks it up. Now Biden got to fix it.
Yeah.
That's the way it's always been. That's the way it's always going
to
be.
The Republicans always trying to make light of the situation that the Republicans. Talking about Reaganomics was the best thing smoking. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. No, it was.
Yeah.
Because a lot of Reaganomics money was tied to racism. A lot of the Reaganomics was tied to racism. It was tons. It was billions of dollars there to put up new prisons. Why? Because Ronald Reagan knew that the next president that was going to come in at some point within the next 10 years or so was probably going to be a Democrat. And for that Democrat to win, he would have to be tough on crime. You know why? Because during the Reagan administration, he knew that the crack was coming, that the heroin was coming through. It was a business. If you're the president and you know the coke is coming, you're also behind the scenes. You're going to also make sure that anybody who can go create a contract to build a prison and make billions of dollars a year. Think about it. Law enforcement, more cops were able to eat because of crack. More DAs, more prisons, right? More rehab.
Uh-huh.
There's a system, an ecosystem. And that's what a lot of the Reaganomics and all that was geared on making sure enough black people were hooked on it.
And that's what happened.
You know? Yeah.
That's what happened.
And everything that Clinton had to do was signing the crime bill and all that shit was planned long before he even got in office. Back then, when he was grabbing Linda Tripp's ass in the damn Peacock Hotel in Arkansas.
Yeah.
He was still governor. Grabbing that ugly ass woman. Anyway, I digress.
But you can't tell my folks that. Oh no, Clinton's the reason we in jail all these years. He signed this and that or whatever. You can't. And that's why black folks don't like his wife and all this kind of. People don't know. That's what kills me. You don't know. Like just like you said, we only know as much as you can. You know, do research on. But that real conversation when the cameras is off and the reporters ain't around. But they sitting around making these, having these meetings, and smoking these cigars. We're not in those rooms. So we sit up and speculate. People kill me thinking they know so much of what's going on in politics, and it be all speculation. You ain't got no facts other than what Google's telling you.
No. No.
You know.
You have to pay attention. You got to follow the money.
Down at the bottom, we don't never know to after the fact, and even then, that some of that is slighted. You know. So, yeah, well, we got black women just sticking up, or at least speaking on The View and things like that. This chick, Nikki Haley, is I believe she's on Fox. She's taunting Don Lemon. You got, the ladies on The View coming to his defense and so on and so forth. So I'm sure Don Lemon, for one, thank God. I'm sure his coins is right, so he ain't gonna be somebody that is on hitting a hard time. And he's a smart dude. He write a book about it and be a bestseller.
He needs to leave Nikki alone. She's the one that got him in trouble.
He got a following. He got the gay population behind him. He has a following. Don't let him get to start talking about they was treating him some type of way because he was a gay black man. Now that's a whole nother show.
Right.
Right. Let him get them. Gay people just, they population sitting around like, wait a minute. Why did he get fired? Was it because he was black or because he was gay? And I hate to say it, but it's worse if he was gay than if he was black. We will keep it posted and keep up with Don Lemon. I follow him on social media. CNN was still, well, I don't know now. I can honestly say that I watch CNN because of Don Lemon and all the black reporters on there and the stuff that other news, would wash, whitewash, and then wouldn't say. The dude said it.
Eric got 30 seconds.
He would say it.
30 seconds.
Okay, so we're done. That's all I had. We touched on a lot. Thank y'all for listening in. Shoebox Talk will resume. In 2023, we're going to get as much information out that we can. And shout out to Pastor Dante Townsend, if he's listening, for the Jubilee Affair and his show on Sunday, where he brings the word to the network, Covenant Online Radio, Darius, who's not with us, and our co-host. All right.
We'll see you guys next week. We're out of time. See you next week, y'all.